We are learning Mesechtes Bav Basra, Daf Tzad Gimel, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top, and the first word of the line is Hamutl. We're starting in the middle of the line, Lema Katanoi, 12 lines from the top, and the first word of the line, Hamutl Basafik Halka. Now it says Lema Katanoi. We had on yesterday's Daf, Amachalikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that you go by Saroiv, even by Mamun. And they were talking about someone who buys a behemoth, he buys it for charisha, for plowing, because it goes by the roif. Masha'inka Shmuel says, even though you're right, roif people buy for charisha, but I can say, no, I sold it to you for shechita. And you don't go by the roif. Then you say, I might say, all right, you should have spoken out. You didn't speak it out, maybe you're buying it for meat. You should have spoken out. So it's mechlekes, you go by the roif by mamon. Rav says, you go by the roif. And Shmuel says, you don't go by the roif. So Gemara says, Lema ketanoi. Maybe it is a mechlekes tanoi. We have here in a brice like this. Shar shoya roya nimtsa shar horog b'tzidai. A shar that was in the fields pasturing, and there was, you found next to it, a dead shar. And ava pish zeh menugach, zeh mu'ud, you find that the dead shar has, it was gored, and you know this shar is a mu'ud. Or zeh mu'ud ligach. Or the case is zeh menushach, it got bitten. Zeh mu'ud linshach. This behemoth is a mu'ud to bite. Still, so it looked like very much that it's a chazaka, basically, that it must have been this shar, because this shar is a known offender. It's a known offender, it's a mu'id, and this thing got bitten, so obviously it came from this shar. And you're not going to say it was any other shar, it makes sense. Statistically, it's this shar. So, we don't say that. You don't say, this one kicked it and this one bit it. You don't say that. You say that it's a moitzi mechaver al avarai. Rav Acha Omer, he argues, he says, gomol ha'oicher bein ha'gamalim. Now, ha'oicher means that, according to the Rashbam's pshat, if you want to pshat at least, it means tashmish. Now, when the gomol is mishamish, it gets very, very wild, very violent. And here, we had here a gomol ha'oicher bein ha'gamalim. And then, v'nimtza gomol ha'oruk, you found a dead camel next to this camel. B'tzidai. So Rav Acha says, v'yedua shezeh harga. You know this one killed it. And the Rashbam speaks out that Rabusa Nakat, Gomel Oichav, of course, and if it's sure he holds by a Shara Mu'id, that you assume it's a Shara Mu'id, but it's a Kavachimer, saying that if, even a Gomel, which is not a Mu'id, you assume because you saw it being wild, you could assume it. This is the one that killed the other Gomel. So for sure, by a Shara Mu'id, it killed the other one. So we have in Machlekes, do you go Basar the chazaka, the umdana or not? You go basa the umdana or not? Looks like, you know, the assumption will be it's this shar and this gomel. But Tanakhama says, no, it's not. You don't say that. And Kohen Vacha says, yeah, you go basa the assumption. You go after the assumption, which is it probably was this gomel. So Savrua, the ruba of chazaka ke'adadininu. We assumed that Raiv and chazaka, which we were calling umdana, which is, you know, circumstantial evidence. So those things, it's a mamish circumstantial. Here it's like also the guy, the thing is a mood also, but we'll call it circumstantial evidence, umdana. So savrua, the ruba b'chazak, it's the same thing. The gomos ruba b'chazak, same thing. And what do you see? It's machlekes. Rav Acha says you go b'asar b'chazak, and Tanakam says not. So lema Rav, who says you go b'asar roiv, the omar k'Rav Acha. V'shmuel the omar k'Tanakam, and Shmuel says, like a Tanakam, but they don't go b'asar roiv, you don't go b'asar chazak. So maybe Rav and Shmuel is really a machlekes tanoim. No. I could hold, even like the Tanakama, I could hold that by the case of the Shor Menugach and there's other Shvarim in this field, that we assume it was not the Shor. There's an Umdana. So Amalach Rav, not feel Tanakama. Ad kan lekoma Tanakama hosom eldo zinu basu chazaka. All Tanakama says, you don't go basu chazaka. Ava basu ruba zinu, but Roiv is much better. Roiv is much better than Chazaka. But Roiv, he would go Basa. So Rav is saying, I hold the go Basa Roiv, and everyone holds like that. It happens to be by Chazaka, it's a Mechalikas. Tanakam says, you don't go Basa Chazaka. And Rav Acha says, you do go Basa Chazaka. You do go Basa Chazaka. So that's the Shita of Rav. And Shmuel says, also, I could stim with everyone. But Shmuel also says, Shmuel, I'm a lach, I know Adam, I'm a filler of Acha. I hold, you don't go Basa Roiv. So Rav Acha goes Basa Chazaka, what's Pshat? I know Adam, I'm a filler of Acha. I can't come Rav Acha, I'm a filler of Acha, I'm a filler of Chazaka. to have a goof, the who goofy muhsa. He says, only Racha says it by the case of the gomel and the shar. There's a chazaka in the goof of the shar. He's a mu'id. He was being wild. There's a chazaka right there, umdana right there. There's a really a evidence right there. Avabasaruba loyazin. Basaroiv, you don't go. Like the Rashbam says, basaroiv means, avabasaruba the less lakamon loyazin. Like the roiv, that less, roiv less lakamon means a statistical roiv. So there's a roiv that's kamon, that it's not a statistical roiv, but there's a roiv the less lakamon. So he's saying like this, that over by chazaka, it's in the guf of the behema. But a roiv that most people in the world buy for this, or most people in the world buy for shchita, but buy for charisha, that's not enough roiv. It's a roiv the lesser come on. It's not a strong enough roiv. That's a small saying. Medayik or Rabbi Kivayik is medayik. That sounds like from here that let's say it would be a ruba de isa come on, a roiv that's in front of you. What's a roiv that's in front of you? It means it's like there's 10 animals here and be a roiv in front of you. Less than a case of I don't know a case by shchita, but roiv means roiv kamon. There's a roiv right in front of you, like 10 stores, and 9 of them are kosher. That's called roiv di'isa kamon. So then you would go bust the roiv by mammon. That's what it sounds like. You go bust the roiv by mammon. That's what Kivayge is dying from this Rashbam. We had a Rashbam yesterday that says hanemili that you say roiv is by a sura, not by mina. What's the Rashbam's example? Peisha Chanuyas, which is a roiv d'isa kamon. I'm saying on that only by Isser you have it, not by mammon. So Freit Rekivega on the page, Gilin Hashas, you can see it inside. Ask his kasha, Zok the Gilin Hashas, Mashma, Dir Maskar Rashbam, second Gilin Hashas, Mashma the Baruba d'isa kamon, Hokum Amakaroi, Bechem Yisiv Turim Sedeshan, the Hitzikim Lotsun Rashbam. The Gemara came out that it's not a rive mir mechukis hanoyim, but the Gemara came out that it's not a rive mir mechukis hanoyim, because here it's plagues by chazaka and we are having mechukis by rive. So we're going to go Vaita, Toshima, we're going to bring a Raya from our Mishnah. And the Rashbam already asks, why would you wait till here to bring this Mishnah and say Lema, first bring the Toshima as the main space, then say Lema Katanoi. Now Toshima, now after Lema Katanoi? So Rashbam explains, because if we had a Mechagis Tanoi, we wouldn't have a Kashi on our Mishnah. We would just say, it's Tanoi. But now we're saying there's no Mechagis Tanoi, so let's bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Toshima, in our Mishnah. It says, Amoicha Peris Chaveri, you're selling Peris to your friend, which means you're selling either like a certain type of beans or a certain type of seeds that can be planted. Vizaram v'loy tzamchu, he planted it and it did not sprout. Vafilu zera pishton, even zera pishton, still enem chayv chirusam. The moicher is not chayv, the moicher could say, oh, I thought you were eating it. I didn't think you were planting it. He could say that. Now, my lab, my afilu, what's lashon afilu? Lav afilu, zera pishton, the rubel is ria. Most people buy flax not to eat. They buy flax to plant. And even though it's the roiv, rubel is ria, zavni, my, what?
We say, the mission specifically say, afilu zera.
The Mishnah says afilu. Yeah, what's lashon afilu? Afilu versus in the chayav kriyus. My afilu. Lav afilu. Say what's lashon afilu? Lav afilu is zera pishton. The rubel is ria zavni. Even though pishton usually buy if it's ria, still filachel is anybody's ruba. I can tell you. You know what? I thought you bought it for eating. Even though the roiv is roiv flax sold on the market is sold for zria. So you see, you don't go about the roiv. It's a kasha on rav. It's a first of mishnah. Ain't holchem amach roiv, because by pishton the roiv is a zria. And still we say. So it's a kasha on Rav. A kasha on Mishnah on Rav. It says clearly you don't go by Rav. You could say, oh, I thought you bought it for Achila. So the Gemara answers on that. You're right. Our Mishnah is not like Rav. And it's really a machlekes tanoim. I want to show you a machlekes tanoim. The Tanya. Learned in a Braisa. And Rav will be like all the Tana. We have a machlekes tanoim really. Tanya in a Braisa. Hamoicha peris chaveru. Someone sells seeds or beans to his friend. Or like wheat, vizar malay tzamchu, he planted it and it didn't grow. Or zaroini gina she'ein echalim, or he sold him zaroini gina she'ein echalim, chayiv ba'achriusam. The loch is that you chayiv ba'achriusam because obviously you sold it for seeds. You sold it for seeds. Zera pishton ein chayiv ba'achriusam. So here it says over here the case of zar malay tzamchu depends what it was. You gave him peris, they did not plant. So it depends. If it's a reinigina, she'ein echalim, if it's a reinigina, it's never eaten, so I know I sold it to you for planting. Reinigina are like garden seeds. Seeds that for the garden, you don't eat it. You don't eat these type of seeds. Like the Rishbam and the Mishnah before said, example of the reinigina would mean like kruv, kaflite, the zera of cabbage, the zera of gourds. You never saw anyone eating gourd seeds, like squash seeds. Maybe they probably have something right now, squash seeds, they have everything else, but it could be tastes good, but in those days they didn't eat any squash seeds. So it was made for planting. So if zareini gina, like any like, you know, tomato seeds, anything that's there, there's obviously for planting, ain't in a home, it's not eaten, chayiv achirusim, then it's a mekka tois. You chayiv, the guy planted it, you chayiv to pay him back his money. Zara pishton, ain't a chayiv achirusim. But if it's pishton, ain't a chayiv achirusim. So this is like our mishnah, because pishton can say, I thought you were eating it. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Rishi argues about Zara Pishton. He says, on top of base, no slave may Zara. The Meicher has to pay back the money. The Meicher has to pay back. It's Mecha Toys. He has to pay back the money. Amru Loi, the third Shita, Amru Loi, so they said back to the Chacham there, said back to Rabbi Yossi, Harbe Loichanai Shodvar Macherim. A lot of people buy the Zara Pishton for other things. So it's not a Mecha Toys. He says, like, what the way Rashi explains is like this, that there's two roivs here. The truth is, roiv flax seeds sold on the market are for planting purposes. That means in every 100 saw that are sold, 99 are for zuriyah. You're right. But if you look at the customers, more customers are buying for other things besides zuriyah than for zuriyah. Because a lot of people buy these seeds for food, for refuah, for other things. So if you do the customers, not the volume of the seeds, then roiv are really, the roiv really is the not for planting. And they were shouldn't be mechatayis. Because the roiv is the roiv people. And roiv people, roiv leichim, buy for other things. That means if you have 20 people went into the store and bought Zera Pishton, 15 of them bought it for other things. Only 5 bought it for Zeria. The 5 for Zeria bought the biggest volume, because when you have to plant a flax field, you need it so much. Huh? That's the machlokes. Do you go with the volume or do you go with the people? That's the machlokes. Do you go...
Why don't you know how much
should I
buy?
It makes a difference. No, it's not a story of Mekatari. It's not Mekatari. It's thinking, what's the rave? When a person buys something, what's the statistic of what he bought it for? So you check up the ledger for the year. Over the year, there was 1,000 customers in the store. 800 of them bought it for other things. And clearly, they started buying it for a four. Not this check. He said he's buying it for. And all 200 bought it for seeds. If you look at how much seeds you sold, how many seeds you sold, obviously you sold much more for Zuriyah, because they have to plant big fields. So now we have a customer here walked in and planted, didn't say a word. So the shail is, do you say, Kobas Roy, he's for Zuriyah, so it's a Mechatites. Or you say, no, the rave is that he's from other people. That's the shaila. That's the shaila. If you just want to hear, look how much he bought. He didn't buy so much. He bought a little bit. He bought a little bit. That was a story. It looks like you have more dom medium. It's a good kasha. Zayte kasha. There was no medium here. We don't know. He bought an amount that could go both ways. So I'll upon him. In any case, we have here a three-way machlokes. The Tanakhama says that ain't a chayav echusim. I can say he did it for achila. The Rabbi Yossi says it's a mechatoyis. The Amrul says it's not mechatoyis. Why not? Because roiv people buy for other things. So now man tanoi, we said that's machlokes tanoim. Rav has a tanakim. Remember, Rav says you go bust a roiv. Rav says you go bust a roiv. Our Mishnah says you don't go bust a roiv. So which tana is which tana? What's the machlokes tanoim? Where's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel here? Where's the machlokes over here? Man tanoi. Ilema Rabbi Yossi v'Amrul loy. Is the machlokes tanoim Rabbi Yossi and the Amrul loy? Samara says, no, that's Tavai Basaruba. They both hold a grav, actually. They both go Basarayv. The question is, which Rayv do you look at? You look at the Rayv people or Rayv Zera? So, Mantra, Ilim Rabbi Yossi Bar Amulai, Tavai Basaruba, Asli. Maaz Basaruba the Inchi, or Maaz Basaruba the Zriya. Ella, the Machlok is Tanoim, is Itanakama Rabbi Yossi, Itanakama Rabbi Amulai. The Tanakama definitely does not go Basarayv. Tanakama says, I can tell the guy who bought the Plishton, you bought it for food. It does not supplant. I can tell you that. Even a Rayv people, there's a Rayv, even though there's Rayv. Even though there's a roiv that buy it for Zuriyah. The roiv I bought for Zuriyah. The Rav Yossi and Amulai both hold the go bust a roiv, like Rav, just look at what the roiv is. That's what the roiv is. No, the Tanakam doesn't go bust a roiv. He does not go bust a roiv, Tanakam. I can tell you, maybe Pshat and Tanakam, you mean to ask this. Maybe Pshat and Tanakam is because he's going to bust a roiv in Chi. He's going to bust a roiv in Chi. Then what would be the difference between the Tanakam and Amulai, the Rishvam says? What would be the difference between the Amulai and the Tanakam? Tanakam has to be arguing. So it must be he holds the go bust a roiv at all. He doesn't go as a roiv. He's like Shmuel. He goes as a nothing. He goes as Moitzim Bechavei Arai. He doesn't go as a roiv. He holds like Shmuel, Tanakama. Like our Mishnah. Zorin Gittin is no one eats it. No one. That's no one. No one eats it. They can't. It's not right. It's kulam. There's Shmuel agrees by kulam. Eina yinah chalam at all. Pishta is a chalam a little bit, a miyit, so you don't go by Sarai. That's a pshat in the Tanakhama, like our Mishnah. Same thing like our Mishnah. Mishnah is the same thing. Our Mishnah is Mechal, Zorin Gina, and Zorin Pishta. So our Mishnah is like Shmuel. And here we have Rav is either the Amalai or Biasi. And it comes out here, the Chalakasi in the Gemara, if you go by Raiv Inchi or Raiv Zriya. Agav is a big tumult when you learn Simon Kuf Yud and Yaradea. By Teisha Chanuya, is right, there's 9 stores. We say, you go by the 9 stores. Let's say one store is, you know, the Costco, and the other 9 stores are little mom and pop stores. So you go by the 9 stores, or you go by the Costco, much more meat there. It's a big shadow there. So the car is telling this Machlaikas over here, the Rishash over here, I am Rishash over here, that's Stelzel too.